Our text for today will be Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 21, as we continue in our series on the subject of heaven. Revelation 21, verses 9 through 21. Now, to save time this morning, rather than going through and reading the text and then coming back and explaining the text, I'll just begin reading and I'll explain as I go, okay? So let's begin in Revelation 21, verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Today, as we come to this text, I want you to notice in verse 9 that one of the seven angels, which according to the verse had the seven bowls or vials of full of the seven last plagues, refers back to Revelation chapter 16, verses 1 through 12. And I would just invite you and encourage you to make a notation there and go back and read that later. But John says that one of the seven angels that God had chosen to pour out the vials of wrath on the earth during the judgment that will come on this earth, and that will be future, by the way, during the Great Tribulation. He says that this angel calls him and for John to come, and he will show him the new Jerusalem, which will serve as the eternal habitation of the redeemed, the saved. And so as we begin here in verse 9, the first thing I want you to notice today is the city's identity. The city's identity. And this text, along with Revelation chapter 21 and verse 2, identifies this new Jerusalem, the holy city, listen, of God, that came down from God out of heaven as being the bride of Christ. Look at what he says. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now in Revelation 21 and 2, it says, And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of God, from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And so this text, or these verses, describe the holy city, the New Jerusalem, which will be our future home in heaven for those of us who are saved, describes it as a beautifully dressed bride. It is, in fact, a city, not a person or a group of people. It is referring to a literal city. Some commentators suggest that this is because the primary inhabitants of this city, the reason it's called the bride of Christ, is because the primary inhabitants of this city will be the church of Jesus Christ. There are going to be others there as well, but the church will abide in this city. So we see the city's identity. Now notice in verse 10, if you would please, the greatness of the city. The verse 10 says, And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. And there are several things that make this city great. First of all, it is the size of the city. We're going to elaborate on that a little bit later on in the message. But I look at the size of the city. I see the beauty of the city, the excellence of the city. I see the purity of the city. For the Bible declares that this is a holy city. Did you hear that? It is a holy city because it comes down out of heaven from God. God is the one that created this city. Jesus Christ is the one that created this city. And so it is a holy city. It is sacred and pure, if you please. And nothing, according to Scripture, nothing will ever be able to enter into this city that can defile it. Listen to what Revelation 21:27 says. And there shall in no wise enter into it, that is, enter into the city, anything that defileth. And that word defileth means to make unclean or pollute it. So nothing will be able to enter into this wonderful city that will pollute that city morally or any other way, or make it unclean. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination. And that word abomination refers to a foul thing, something detestable. And it really primarily refers to idolatry. Idolatry. And so he says, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, or neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And so this is a very great city. Now notice in verse 11, the grandeur of the city. Verse 11 says, having the glory of God in her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Now the Amplified New Testament says this, and I quote, the city was clothed in God's glory and all its splendor and radiance. The luster of it resembled a rare and most precious jewel like jasper, shining clear as crystal. And so the Bible, the verse tells us that the glory of God, it has the glory of God. Why? Because the glory of God illuminates the city. Listen at Revelation 21:23. And the city had no need of the sun. Are you listening? The city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Do you remember Jesus referred to himself as the light of the world? And so Jesus Christ, his glory, the glory of God and the glory of the Son will illuminate this city to the point that there will be no need of the sun, the moon, the stars, or anything else to illuminate this area. It will be filled with the glory of Almighty God and of Jesus Christ, the Lamb. Bible Knowledge Commentary states about this verse, and I quote, the overall impression of the city is as a gigantic, brilliant jewel compared to jasper, clear as crystal, indicating its incredible beauty. Today, one might describe that city as a beautifully cut diamond, a stone not known as a jewel in the first century. And so there is no way that we can wrap around our minds the beauty of this place. Now notice in verses 12 through 14, we find the fortification of the city. And I want to read these verses beginning in verse 12. And the city had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And so here we find the fortification of the city. This is going to be not only a beautiful place, but this is going to be a secure place. A secure place where everyone inside this place will be protected by none other than God Himself. The Bible says here in these verses that it is encircled by a high and great wall. And much is said about this wall. I want you to notice what it says here in these verses. First of all, the wall has 12 gates. 12 gates. Gates speak of entrances into the city. The 12 gates have 12 angels, one angel per gate. The 12 gates bore the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And I want you to notice how prominent the number 12 is in this city. First of all, we find the number 12 is prominent in the city in that it has 12 gates, 12 angels in verse 12, 12 tribes of Israel, verse 12, 12 foundations, verse 14, 12 apostles, verse 14, 12 pearls, verse 21, 12 kinds of fruit in chapter 22, verse 2. And so the city has walls on the north, south, east, and west, featuring 3 gates on each side, verse 13, and an angel standing guard at each gate. Isn't that awesome? Are y'all here? Huh? Somebody shout. Somebody give an amen or something. Man alive. Now notice that the wall of the city had 12 foundations. 12 foundations, each bearing the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now, the foundation refers to the substructure upon which the wall is built. Many, many years ago, matter of fact, I had just entered my second pastorate. So this has been a long time ago. I sat down and I wish I still had the drawing, Not that it was anything fantastic or anything like that, but I took this scripture, I took this passage of scripture, and I made a drawing of the city, of the wall of the city and the 12 foundations that supported this, the wall that goes around the New Jerusalem. And I want you to notice that these, the wall of the city, these 12 foundations, each bearing the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The foundation refers to, again, to the substructure upon which the walls of the city are built. So John saw 12 foundations, and on the foundations were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now the apostles were a part of the church, as you know. So we see the 12 tribes of Israel mentioned in verse 12, and the 12 apostles of the Lamb in verse 14, which tells us that the church and Israel will be present in this holy city. Now, we're going to skip verses 15 through 16, and we will continue focusing on the wall of the city. We'll come back to verses 15 and 16. Jed, what's going on, brother? Okay. Folks, let's pray again. My goodness, my goodness. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, please intervene right now in this situation. Oh, God, I pray. Lord, please, please give healing and strength and comfort. Please, dear Lord. Please, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay.
Okay, everyone bow your heads as they are doing what they need to do. Please, everyone bow your heads, and let's just pray not only for this, but just pray. Father, we don't know why things go on like they do. Sometimes we cannot comprehend. Sometimes we cannot understand. Lord, we cannot grasp. But Father, we know that God, You are in control, God. Lord, nothing comes to a surprise to You, Lord. Nothing comes as a shock to You, Lord. And Father, You are the mighty great physician, Lord. You are the one that can heal, God. You are the one that does all healing, Father. And so, God, I don't know what's going on with my dear brother, Lord, but Father, I pray that, Lord, You would heal as only You can. God, as they are giving help, God, You would help, Father. Lord, give wisdom, guidance, direction, Lord, as to what is going on, Lord. God, strengthen, encourage hearts that need to be strengthened and encouraged. Father, please do a great work right now, Lord. God, we confess to You, Lord, that we need You right now, God. Oh, God, please, Lord. God, we need You, Father, in a great and mighty way, Lord. Lord, I pray to Father, God, that we would just be so desperate for You right now, Lord. God, please help now. Help, I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Folks, some of the circumstances, let's just dismiss, okay? The ambulance is on the way. And so I want to encourage you, when we dismiss, if you would, make your way out as quickly as possible. But don't go down this aisle. And if you see the ambulance drive up, please get out of the way where they can get in.